Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Many drivers reported having car problems after filling up at a Wawa in Richboro, Bucks County recently. The company acknowledges that there was a fuel equipment issue, and those who were affected can file a claim online. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Richboro.
The Wawa we're talking about is here on 2nd Street Pike at the Addisville Commons Shopping Center. Connor Lenahan tells NBC 10 he filled up here last Thursday, and the next morning something was wrong.
I went to start my car, and it wouldn't start. It took like three or four attempts to start, and then when I did get it on, it was very, very jittery, and it was having some problems accelerating.
Lenahan's mom posted about the problem on social media, and around 35 people said, yeah, they had the same problem. The Lenahans took the car to the shop, and many others did the same. Millevoy Brothers Richboro Automotive, for example, has been swamped, says owner Greg Millevoy.
A thorough examination determined that the fuel inside these cars was definitely contaminated, and a very extensive repair had to take place to correct it.
Costing people anywhere from $3,000 to $4,500. Wawa, in a statement, says there was a fuel equipment problem on one of the tanks, an isolated issue, and they immediately worked on a fix. The pumps are now on. Wawa does have a fuel guarantee, so anyone with problems can submit a claim online and include proof of purchase and the invoice from the shop. In Richboro, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA today puts the wheels in motion toward a new fleet of cars for the Market Frankford line. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the SEPTA board is considering the huge contract.
SEPTA is putting its order in with Hitachi Rail USA for 200 new cars to replace the aging fleet on the L. SEPTA Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer says it's a $725 million contract.
This equipment has to last 30 to 40 years. It's a generational purchase.
A purchase that's helped by a $317 million Federal Transit Administration grant. Sauer says the new cars will have open gangways that let passengers move between cars. No more opening doors.
There'll be dedicated space for customers with mobility needs, disabilities, people with strollers or bicycles. Will be designated areas for that.
On some of the current cars from the 1990s, SEPTA discovered body bolster cracks that had to be repaired. The first new car should begin arriving in 5 years, with the entire fleet replaced by 2031. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Starting next year, taxpayers will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty tells us New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy joined federal officials to say this will save people time and money.
An estimated 1 million New Jersey tax filers will qualify for direct file. Governor Phil Murphy says it could be up to 1.3 million people.
Direct file will allow New Jersey families with simple tax forms to file their federal and state taxes online for free. This service is seamless, it's swift, and it's secure.
U.S. Treasury Deputy Secretary Wally Adeyemo says the pilot program in other states was very successful.
Reduced time for the people who've already used it, with 140,000 people using it during the pilot phase. And it's also saved money, saving $5.6 million in filing fees.
Filers must have a simple W-2 form or 1099 for Social Security and unemployment income. Families earning less than $200,000 a year and individuals earning below $125,000 are eligible. People who earn money from tips, gig work, renting property, and online payment apps are ineligible for direct file. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.